Boom-a-lack-a-boom-a-lack-a-boom-a-lack-a-boom.
Doom-a-lack-a-doom-a-lack-a-doom-a-lack-a-doom.
Boom-a-lack-a-boom-a-lack-a-boom-a-lack-a-doom.
Where
did
we
go
wrong?
So here we are again. I am Boom, the baby boomer, born 1951, quintessential baby boomer. And my friend Justin here.
I'm the doomer, the millennial, who is doomed to hell for all eternity. Hell on earth.
That's right.
Thanks
that's
to
right.
the baby boomers.
Thanks to our generation, my generation. My generation. Hope I die before I get old. But we didn't die, did we? There's the problem. There's the rub.
So this is, once again, Boom and Doom, our monthly 10-minute-ish podcast. Yeah. And this week, we are talking about dating.
Oh, I wasn't much of a dater when I was young.
Let's tell me a little bit about your first dating experience, Sharon.
Okay, well, I can think of two. And the first one was somebody was going to give me a blind date when I was 16 because I was such a homely creature, no one asked me. So I got a blind date, and I'm not shitting you guys. It was a blind kid. So he went to the blind school, and you know how if you're blind, you're supposed to have your other senses are supposed to be really perfect. Well, this kid, first we were eating somewhere, and he ate actually some food off of my plate, not knowing it. No kidding. And then we were going to play fucking croquet. And, you know, and the ball was all over the place. I had to put it in the right place. And also, he was just as rude as shit. Wanted to try to touch my boobs and all kinds of things.
Oh,
and
no.
He proved to me, you can be a disabled person and still be a real asshole. That's the truth.
No one's immune.
No one's immune
to being a dick.
My second date was this guy that I met, these two brothers, and one was really cute and one wasn't. And I thought the cute one was calling me, but of course it was the other one. Hmm. So I spent the whole day, we drove somewhere where we were supposed to go make out while we were double dating with the cute guy. And so I spent the whole day piling up clothes between me and this guy so he wouldn't try to kiss me while the radio played, "There is someone standing beside you, turn around, look at me." And I wouldn't turn around, wouldn't look at him. To this day, my brother can give me the creeps by coming up behind me and singing that song. It's true. So those experiences were really pretty bad. But I'm wondering about yours. I bet you went out when you were a little younger.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Yeah, the earliest I can remember is maybe fourth or fifth grade. I started dating my best friend. Started dating, put that in quotes real fast. My brother's best friend's sister. And I remember our first date, we went to the skating rink back when that was a thing, which was just very easily the worst possibility, like the worst choice. Because I have anxiety, like anxiety issues as it is, and I'm a terrible skater. Thank you.
He's anxious.
and I'm a terrible skater. Like, I used to go to the school parties, the skating parties. I'd always fall down, fall backwards, get, like, goose eggs on my elbows and stuff and cry and just be terrible and miserable and sad little boy. So the fact that I'm going to go into this place with a woman, a girl, and be terrified that I'm going to embarrass myself by falling down and hurting myself. And then that's the thing, you know, you go into the skating rinks. Because
you have to be cool.
You be cool, you know, and then you get out on the skating rink and you hold hands, you know. Oh. That's like why it's a good place to go, you know, especially when you're younger. But I'm terrified and I have anxiety. And so I'm just like sweaty, palmed, holding this girl's hand. Just, I'm sure, unable to hold any sort of conversation. I'm sure that's not really changed too much. But but just terrified of the fact that I'm going to fall down. And I do remember one time specifically that we did fall down. But I think it was somebody in front of us who fell down in front of us. And then yada, yada, yada.
Kind of like a Keystone Cop thing. Just
And then it was. But the it's reminding me of how that relationship ended. I think it ended abruptly on a bus because I had my best friend, Brian, and she was talking some shit about him.
Oh,
saying
man.
She didn't like how he was immature, and she didn't like his sensibilities.
I don't know. Do you have sensibilities at that age? Sure. Well, you're a loyal friend. You're a loyal friend.
I was, and it was, you know, the beginning of like bros over hoes, you know? And I said, well, at least my friend's not a fat bitch.
Oh, dear. I bet that ended
it. Which I guess is kind of cute when you're like in fourth, fifth grade, right?
Fat bitch.
And that's when we stopped. Sitting by each other on the bus.
God.
And it came to a tragic end there.
You know what I just thought? We didn't put our timer on, our 10-minute timer.
Well,
so.
We got a little clock up there, though.
Oh, we do? See, I don't know how things work anymore. Like, for instance, you're dating now, and I'm not because I've been married for 40 years. but Justin's dating now, and he keeps talking about apps, which I don't understand. I mean, you have to have your abs in shape, right?
Mm.
For a date. But what are
honey.
What are these dating apps saying?
Well, it's a minefield of crap, largely. The one that I've used most recently is Bumble, which is kind of like Tinder, but I guess for people who are trying to make it seem a bit more serious.
Bumble.
But the craziest thing, like with Bumble or any of these swiping apps, is like they're a little addictive.
Now you
games.
Swipe and you see the picture of the person. You don't see anything about them on it?
Sometimes they have profiles where you can learn something about them. Other times, you're really just looking at pictures.
Swipe one a certain way, and that means you don't want to see them, and you swipe them the other way, and there's a little...
Don't like them one way, do like them one
uh-oh,
way, want to
yeah.
meet them.
Oh, that's kind
and
of...
And it's terrible, like, because you just, like, anything with social media or anything like that, you
yeah.
just go into these black holes.
That's right, I know.
Where you get sucked in, and it's like, the best way I can say it is like a scratch-off ticket that's really addicting. And
you never
the end
win.
Prize, or like you're like, well, I could win sex. this is the one. Yeah, keep swiping this way. I'm gonna get sex eventually, or you know, partnership and family
oh
or whatever. But I don't know. It just seems so. I mean,
seems really artificial to me. Like I've never. They had dating. Things when I was young, dating things.
What is dating?
It was a long time ago when I was young.
What do you mean by a dating thing?
Well, I mean, I think you could call up these agencies or something that would, you could go in and they would, they had files on different people and they would show you. I don't know, I'm making all this up because I've never used one.
I was going to say this.
And then they had a room where they had the pictures. And I don't know. But I never used a dating service. It would be like a dating service. But
is
I just really, I don't
is
like
that
to...
like prostitution?
No,
is that
no.
what you're talking about? You
I just,
pick somebody
just...
like a bunny ranch type situation?
A bunny ranch. Those are only in Nevada, right?
I think it's legal there.
And yeah, I think it is. It is. I don't know. Now we're going to get, you know, into our president's porno life with a porno woman.
Oh, Lord.
Boy, she has a huge, enormous rack. it's not even sexy anymore when it's that big. It's just bizarre.
It gets to be so abnormal.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know how we got onto that. We were talking about dating, and I was trying to remember how we picked. We used to go out in groups, how somebody would pick. I remember they would go and get a rock and hit us in the head unconscious and then drag us into the cave. It was way, way back then.
Sharon, did you know Jesus?
I wish I'd been there for the Sermon on the Mount. Where are we on this timer?
Oh, we are coming up on 10 minutes.
We're coming up on 10 minutes.
Here.
We could wrap it up here because we went over last time. Sure. We're going to keep working on this. Each one will get better. You'll love them so much.
And we always like to wrap it up with our tagline.
Yeah. What is it? Where did we go wrong?
Cowabunga, man.
Cowabunga, man. Okay. See you in about a month. Bye.
See you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.